Hi, my name is Maya Thompson. Welcome to this episode of Energies. Today, we will be discussing which energies are best for humanity as well as the Earth's environment.
I believe hydroelectricity is the best energy for humanity and Earth because it's electricity produced from the energy of moving water. You see, it uses water to spin turbines connected to electrical generators. When the kinetic energy in the flowing or falling water is converted into mechanical energy by the turbine and then into electricity by the generator.
Well, Sarah, aren't there some disadvantages to hydroelectricity? Like, doesn't the technology in the water disturb the ecosystem?
Although that is a major concern, they're trying to fix it by creating fish ladders, which allow fish to migrate upstream past some dams. An advantage with hydroelectricity is that there's little to no pollution when the energy is produced because there's no exchange of heat involved with producing the steam, and hydroelectric dams do not burn fossil fuels. It produces the least amount of carbon dioxide, or greenhouse gases, compared to any other energy source.
Well, although we have different opinions, our energies do have one thing in common. Solar energy also does not give off any pollution. Solar energy is the radiant light and heat from the sun. The energy has been harnessed by humans since ancient times to use for a range of ever-evolving technologies. For example, solar energy is used for cooking, heating, cooling, ventilation, water treatment, electrical generation. You might notice in some hybrid cars that solar energy is used, and it's used for many other things.
Well, Maya, hydroelectricity also has many advantages, like it's a renewable energy source. A major advantage is that the process of building dams and power plants is relatively cheap. Also, the process of producing energy is cheap because it eliminates the cost of fuel. The hydroelectric plants tend to last 50 to 100 years. Another advantage is that the water held back by the dams can be used for drinking, irrigation, and recreational activities. Maya, just wondering, what are some disadvantages of solar energy?
Well, solar energy does have a few disadvantages. For example, the sun's rays do not strike every place on Earth every hour of every day, which means the electricity generated by solar cells when the sun isn't shining must be stored in batteries to be used when the sun is not out, like at night. Solar cells, as you may see on planes, they're big silver domes. They convert radiant energy from the sun to electricity. These cells are made of two layers of semiconductor materials, like we learned before. These cells get hit with the sun's rays and convert the energy into usable energy for humans. Once the energy is converted, it goes under the ground and is sent to houses and other places for the uses, just like I said before. Agriculture and horticulture are some of the main uses for solar energy. It seems like both of our energies have many things that are great for the Earth and humanity. But Sarah, why should we use hydroelectricity?
To prove my energy is the best energy, I will compare it to other energy sources. My energy doesn't produce nuclear waste like nuclear energy. It is more predictable than wind energy, and it eliminates the hazards of coal mining, which is a danger involved with the fossil fuel energies. Also, in the other energies, you have to use the fuel, which is very expensive. As I said before, hydroelectricity eliminates the cost of fuel, which makes it cheaper than most of the other gases, and it doesn't produce them, so it's better for humanity because there's no pollution.
Well, hydroelectricity sounds kind of cheap, but solar energy is very expensive. The photovoltaic cells are very expensive, but every year, solar energy is improved, and scientists are working on to make it cheaper and more efficient. Solar technologies are broadly characterized as passive solar and active solar, depending on the way they capture the sun's lights and convert and distribute the solar energy. These different processes are expensive, but like I said before, scientists are trying to make it easier for solar energy to be conducted into energy we use, like renewable sources.
Maya, before we conclude, can you give me a few points of why solar energy is the best energy for humanity?
Of course. It gives off no pollution at all. There's many uses, like I said before, cooking, heating, all of the above. And solar energy does not need to be built because the rays come from the sun. Those are my points to prove that it's also very good. Thank you for listening on this episode of Energies. We both had great points.
I believe that even if we choose hydroelectricity or solar, it would be a great energy for Earth and humanity and help the future that is to come.